To most people, accounting work is number crunching and bean counting, generally viewed as being about as enjoyable as having a root canal. Fortunately, not everyone sees the work that way. Mary Harris, for example, found her work as a senior accountant absorbing, part of the reason she was one of the most dedicated accounting employees at her firm. On this particular Monday, Mary arrived early to get a head start on what she expected to be a long day and was surprised to find her phone ringing. She picked it up and gave her name. "Hi, this is Peter Shepherd. I'm with Arbuckle Support, the company that does tech support for your firm. We logged a couple of complaints over the weekend from people having problems with the computers there. I thought I could troubleshoot before everybody comes into work this morning. Are you having any problems with your computer or connecting to the network?" She told him she didn't know yet. She turned her computer on, and while it was booting, he explained what he wanted to do. "I'd like to run a couple of tests with you," he said. "I'm able to see on my screen the keystrokes you type, and I want to make sure they're going across the network correctly. So every time you type a stroke, I want you to tell me what it is, and I'll see if the same letter or number is appearing here, okay?" With nightmare visions of her computer not working, and a frustrating day of not being able to get any work done, she was more than happy to have this man help her. After a few moments, she told him, "I have my login screen, and I'm going to type in my ID. I'm typing it in now. M-A-R-Y-D. "Great so far," he said. "I'm seeing that here. Now go ahead and type your password, but don't tell me what it is. You should never tell anybody your password, not even tech support. I'll just see asterisks here. Your password is protected, so I can't see it." None of this was true, but it made sense to Mary. And then he said, "Let me know once your computer has started up." When she said it was running, he had her open two of her applications, and she reported that they launched just fine. Mary was relieved to see that everything seemed to be working normally. Peter said, "I'm glad I could make sure you'll be able to use your computer okay. And listen," he went on, "we just installed an update that allows people to change their passwords. Would you be willing to take a couple of minutes with me so I can see if we got it working right?" She was grateful for the help he had given her and readily agreed. Peter talked her through the steps of launching the application that allows a user to change passwords, a standard element of the Windows 2000 operating system. "Go ahead and enter your password," he told her, "but remember not to say it out loud." When she had done that, Peter said, "Just for this quick test, when it asks for your new password, enter test123, then type it again in the verification box and click enter." He walked her through the process of disconnecting from the server. He had her wait a couple of minutes, then connect again, this time trying to log on with her new password. It worked like a charm. Peter seemed very pleased and talked her through changing back to her original password or choosing a new one, once more cautioning her about not saying the password out loud. "Well, Mary," Peter said, "we didn't find any trouble, and that's great. Listen, if any problems do come up, just call us over here at Arbuckle. I'm usually on special projects, but anybody here who answers can help you." She thanked him, and they said goodbye. Peter's story. The word had gotten around about Peter. A number of the people in his community who had gone to school with him had heard he turned into some kind of a computer whiz who could often find out useful information that other people couldn't get. When Alice Conrad came to him to ask a favor, he said no at first. Why should he help? When he ran into her once and tried to ask for a date, she had turned him down cold. But his refusal to help didn't seem to surprise her. She said she didn't think it was something he could do anyway. That was like a challenge, because, of course, he was sure he could. And that was how he came to agree. Alice had been offered a contract for some consulting work for a marketing company, but the contract terms didn't seem very good. Before she went back to ask for a better deal, she wanted to know what terms other consultants had on their contracts. This is how Peter tells the story. I wouldn't tell Alice, but I got off on people wanting me to do something they didn't think I could when I knew it would be easy. Well, not easy exactly, not this time. It would take a bit of doing, but that was okay. I could show her what smart was really all about. A little after 7:30 Monday morning, I called the marketing company's offices and got the receptionist. Said that I was with the company that handled their pension plans, and I need to talk to somebody in accounting. Had she noticed if any of the accounting people had come in yet? She said, "I think I saw Mary come in a few minutes ago. I'll try her for you." When Mary picked up the phone, I told her my little story about computer problems, which was designed to give her the jitters, so she'd be glad to cooperate. As soon as I had talked her through changing her password, I then quickly logged onto the system with the same temporary password I had asked her to use, test 123. Here's where the mastery comes in. I installed a small program that allowed me to access the company's computer system whenever I wanted, using a secret password of my own. After I hung up with Mary, my first step was to erase the audit trail, so no one would even know I had been on his or her system. It was easy. After elevating my system privileges, I was able to download a free program called Clear Logs that I found on a security-related website at www.ntsecurity.nu. Time for the real job. I ran a search for any documents with the word contract in the file name and downloaded the files. Then I searched some more and came on the motherlode, the directory containing all the consultant payment reports. So I put together all the contract files and a list of payments. Alice could pour through the contracts and see how much they were paying other consultants. Let her do the donkey work of pouring through all those files. I had done what she asked me to do. From the disks I put the data onto, I printed out some of the files so I could show her the evidence. I made her meet me and buy dinner. You should have seen her face when she thumbed through the stack of papers. "No way," she said. "No way." I didn't bring the disks with me. They were the bait. I said she'd have to come over to get them, hoping maybe...